I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, some new elements in the Elements of Style.
The Elements of Style is a little book that for decades has served countless writers and editors. The two authors have long since passed away, but another edition of their work has just come out, The Elements of Style Illustrated.
The artist Myra Kalman based colorful and often whimsical illustrations on examples used in the book. She also worked with the young composer Nico Muhly to turn the examples into songs. The songs were performed recently in the main reading room of the New York Public Library.
We'll play some of the music later, but first we talk to Jack Hart, who calls himself an old journalism school professor. He's the writing coach at the Oregonian newspaper in Portland, and he is a big fan of the Elements of Style.
It originated at Cornell University. Was originally produced by a professor named William Strunk in 1919. It was a handout in his classes, and as I recall, was only about 43 pages long, and it was some basic principles that he wanted to pass along to his students in his writing courses. It really reflected the way American English had evolved through the second half of the 19th century and captured the sense that for the first time, I think, really, English was being regarded as a way to express rather than to impress. We were moving away from the really flowery Victorian English to a much more clear, direct way of expressing ourselves. One of the students in his courses at Cornell was a young man named E.B. White, went on, became one of the best-known writers at the New Yorker magazine, maybe best known in this country for some of his children's books like Charlotte's Web. And in the 50s, White was asked to dust off Professor Strunk's handout and expand on it a little bit. And that became the first published version of the Elements of Style in this country. And it was really embraced by newspaper journalists, print journalists in general. And that made it especially influential as a model for how American English should be written.
Well, just the other day I was trying to figure out should we use a lie or lay in a particular sentence. How do you remember it, or do you keep going back to your Elements of Style?
Well, actually, I'm at a hospital today for a medical procedure, and the nurses keep telling me to lay down on the table, and I keep saying, no, 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 it should be lie down on the table, because I remember my Strunk and White.
I
think really more important here are the principles of clarity and gracefulness in writing that White, who was an especially clear and witty and graceful writer himself, added in the Chapter 5 of Elements of Style that he added in the published version.
And what does that entail?
First of all, to write direct sentences, to not back into sentences, to start with a subject and then follow up with a verb, a predicate, and an object, to avoid passive voice, to use active verbs, to write Jack hit the ball rather than the ball was hit by Jack. This is a way of expressing yourself that really has become standard throughout the English-speaking world. I think the Elements of Style, the book, has probably been more influential than any other source when it comes to influencing the way we write. There are 10 million copies of this book in print. We're now moving into the fifth edition of the book, this new illustrated edition. So it's everywhere.
Does it change with every edition?
You know, really not much. When it was produced by Professor Strunk at Cornell, the students referred to it as the little book. And I think one of the secrets of its success is that it's short. And it's still a relatively short, direct book of just 100 and some pages. So it's been updated a little bit. You know, it's a little more politically correct. There are examples drawn more from the modern world. So, yeah, it's been buffed up a little bit, but it's still the same old Elements of Style.
Jack Hart is a managing editor and the writing coach at the Oregonian newspaper in Portland. He's also the author of a book due out next summer called A Writer's Coach.
Now, here is a little of that musical adaptation of The Elements of Style.
On arriving Chicago, he was met at the station by his friends.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and our segments are online at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
Of the sea.